Olay.
Olay. Okay.
How is Mr. A?
Time to play.
That's it.
All right. That's right.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
Hi.
Hello.
Mystery.
Podcast. Wait, are you going to say that yet? Damn it.
It is, yeah, you're right, though. It is. It's the podcast where we get really, really high. We talk about a mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You should, too.
Together we are Holly.
Leanne.
Tristan.
Colin.
Robert.
All right. And today we'll be smoking my little sweet, sweet King Palm wrap.
Nice.
Stuffed with, you've guessed it, cookies, North Carolina.
Cookies and cream. Mm-hmm.
Nothing creamier than North Carolina.
Nothing creamier.
And then,
Tar Heels.
I'm going to launch this sucker off.
Oh, you going?
With a super blunt. It's a melange of marijuana that they didn't label at the shop, so I don't know what it is. But I also put in my Keef stores inside, ooh, and then on the outside, I basted it with Larry OG wax, and then also tried to put some Keef on the outside. I wasn't as successful as, like, those fuzzy joints you see, but there's a little bit on there, so.
What did you do to, how did you accomplish this technique?
You put wax on the blade of a knife, and then you heat it up underneath. You know, it's very crack-like. And then once it's...
But not.
Once
but
it's,
not.
But
different.
Not, it's all THC. But once it's melted, then you have, like, a liquid, and you spread it on the outside of the blunt.
Ooh.
And as you smoke it, it'll vaporize and get in there.
And then you just sprinkle the keef
on top of
the stickiness,
mm-hmm,
of the...
It's in the way that sprinkles and frosting.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Thank
much
you for
like
bringing
that,
it,
yes,
back to cupcakes for me. Now I understand.
Yeah, the hardest part is getting all the keef to stay on there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Today, then, well, the mystery of our day today, of our the end of a three-episode roll where we are, whew, deep. I'm deep in. you should be too. Get ready, people. We're going to be talking about the...
Put your seatbelts on.
Put your seatbelts on. We're talking about the Dyatlov Pass incident.
And yay, smokable.
Dyatlov Pass.
Oh,
I've heard
you know this one?
Oh,
the,
yeah,
Diablo Pass innocent,
no,
incident?
Dyatlov Pass.
Dyatlov.
Dyatlov. Thank you. She did Russian.
Pass.
Dyatlov.
The big incident for us. Love.
Better than that.
Januar.
It wasn't Januar. Yeah, you probably read about this one. You probably read about this one. I've looked at this one several times and then was like, all right, today's the day. Here we go. January 1959. Nine students from the Ural Polytechnical Institute. I can't do Russian. And their ski instructor.
Ural Polytechnical Institute.
Sounds like she's robotic, too. And their ski instructor venture into the Ortorten Mountains in the...
Ortorten Mountains.
In the
Ural.
They
yeah,
would never be seen again. So this group of students hike up into the mountains with an experienced instructor. They know what they're doing. The students know what they are doing. And never heard from again.
Mm.
Weeks go by. And expedition is only supposed to take a couple weeks. Too long goes by and their family and friends are like, you have to go find out what's going on up there. And what they find when they get to their campsite is a strange scene.
I'm realizing I do know this one as
you
well.
Definitely probably know this one.
Yeah.
Is this where there's like an outline of something?
There's something super Game of Thrones.
It's the Red Wedding.
It's
a tree
of
made out
so
of
far
human bodies.
Yes. Some sort of pattern of body parts.
The tent had been ripped out from the inside. So they're all, none of the hikers are found inside the tent. The tent has been ripped out from the inside, but still secured to the ground. Nine pairs of shoeless footprints lead away from the tents down into nearby woods. And it's like snowy out, like it's fucking winter. It's January, February. It's cold.
Sorry, is that easy to tell?
if it's going being ripped from the inside or the outside?
Apparently.
They were, it was a, it's a, it's widely agreed upon. It's definitely, that's a case. So there must be a way to tell.
Okay,
I couldn't,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, how can one tell? But it was like something about how the fabric, there was a way.
There's ways.
Because it's
yes.
like a thick tent, you know? So like you can see where someone started, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
people
easy.
Spend their whole life studying such things.
Yeah.
We got tent people.
Right.
You
we
know?
Got tent people.
This is not...
We need an expert on this. Call in the tent people.
Obviously, there are tent people. Let's not dwell.
So, there's shoeless footprints leading away from into the nearby woods.
Mm-hmm.
And these footprints, they can also tell what their gait was, basically. And it's not of people running. It's just people, like, walking.
Now, I do have to ask, this is a 9-person tent? They all slept in
one
tent?
It was
one
9-person tent.
Okay, kind of weird to start with.
Use
whatever.
Using body warmth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for warmth, for sure it is.
Okay.
I have a tent that easily 9 people could sleep in. Yeah.
Human
enough.
Centipede is easily the warmest way to be.
God. I don't know.
Nobody argues for human centipede, but now I've seen them. I've seen the arguments made.
Tristan's breaking ground left and right.
Someone's got to do it.
So there's a small campfire that's found down by the trees where 5 people were found. Cause of death, obviously, hypothermia. And they've done the thing where they've taken off their clothes. You know, these 5 people. The other 4 weren't found until 7 months later at the bottom of a small ravine covered by 9 feet of snow inside of the forest. So, like, even farther in from the tent. 3 of them had fatal wounds. One had a fractured skull and 2 had fractured ribs. And then other minor injuries. And also, some of these died from hypothermia, but some of them were found with more clothing on, which suggests that they took the clothing off of people who had died already. And also that you still have your faculties about you, too. You're not going in that crazy state where you just have to take off your clothes because you think you're burning hot because of hypothermia.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's like, I don't even know if they experienced that or if once the person died, they were just like, okay, you don't need your clothes anymore. I do. Thanks.
Yeah.
But the people who were putting on the clothes, because they were found with, like, others were found with more clothing on.
Right, but I'm just saying when you find the first couple guys with no clothes on, we don't really know if they... did that before they died or after they died.
Yeah, you're right. It's 2 separate groups, though, where it's like the people up at the top camp definitely did die of hypothermia.
Okay.
So it's like cold enough for that to be a case.
Were they like frozen in like a...
Yes, they molded their bodies into awesome statues,
yeah.
Which is the way to do it.
I mean, if you're going to go out freezing to death, you start... holding a great pose.
You gargoyle it.
Yeah.
If you're going to mention gargoyles, I'm definitely listening to the same song.
Reference.
Okay, so they're found in various states of disarray down... we don't need to go farther into that level of gruesome, but
could we?
Do
you have the specifics?
Do you want to?
I mean, if they're there,
a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
One of them was found with bits of her tongue and lips missing, and like skin macerations on her arms, like wound, like scrape wounds or like scratch wounds, like skin torn up on her arms, but part her eyes. Tongue and parts of her lip missing.
As if by an animal or as if by a...
Like, were they clean cuts?
Was it the knife?
It wasn't animal. It wasn't, like, described as animal. It sounds like it's, like, if you had, like, metal... I don't know. It wasn't described as animal, and no animal footprints or evidence of animals was found around the area. High levels of radiation were found on the victim's clothing. Weird. So... based on the evidence of the scene, Russian investigators believe the events of the evening went thusly.
Thusly.
Something causes all the hikers to awaken and have a need to cut their way out of the tents, run down the slope into the woods. 2 hikers start a fire for warmth, and 3 others attempt to find their way back to the tent, but die on the slope. So, like, of the 5 of the original top, like, closest to the tent area, 3 had started to crawl back up towards the tent. The last 4 venture deeper into the woods, but accidentally start a small avalanche that takes them over the edge of the ravine and drops them about 9 feet down. But why they all fled the tents and had to cut their way out in the first place is a mystery.
So well, they're saying that when the avalanche happened, it took her lips and tongue?
Yeah. So, like, they fall into, like, a ravine, and there's rocks there, which it would explain some of the external, like, injuries, like the fractured head and ribs.
Right. Maybe
but
she
yeah,
bit her tongue
don't...
off, and, or, you know, her lip went into her mouth and bit it all off.
Mm. That's, like, a really specific coincidence of a way to, and, like, she fell exactly on top of two rocks that were pointed up to her eyes, and they pluck them out
yeah.
as she's rolling down.
I mean, I think I personally attribute all that to, like, crow activity or large bird activity, because those are still the softest parts of your face for an animal to get at in the frozen, but then they wouldn't leave necessarily, like, footprints behind.
True.
The body's tested for drugs?
No drugs, and the only alcohol on site was, like, rubbing alcohol for medicine.
But radiation.
But radiation. An excessive amount.
More than you and I are just carrying around right
yeah.
now, which is a significant amount.
Could it be possible that they went up there to, like, experiment with some kind of, like, radiation technology away from other people?
Oh, that's right. I don't
like,
know
maybe
exactly.
This is a little, like, unauthorized
yeah.
team of,
they're
you know what I'm
Polytechnic
talking about?
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Maybe they were conducting something that they couldn't do in town. They had to get out there, and, like, something went wrong with the device, and they had to cut their way out. I don't know. Caused the avalanche that sent them down the ravine, etc. Just a theory.
That is true. That could be.
Maybe Milovich has terrible night farts. It's stinking up the tent.
It killed five instantly in the snow.
Another clawed romance out.
That's right, we got the claw at the tent.
Get away from Milovich.
The force of the blast knocked their clothes off. Poor Milovich. He didn't know his own power.
Oh.
He couldn't control it.
That's the borscht.
I do think it's possible that this could be like a...
I've been there.
The borscht.
Yeah.
Sympathy
from Milo.
We talked
about hot butts earlier, you know?
Yeah.
And, 12 episodes ago. So, just saying. It affects people of all...
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
I just picture you now standing up in front of an American flag.
Right.
Inspirational music blowing.
And I'm proud to be a hot butt.
And I like it quite nappy.
I think it could be that they were all freezing to death.
Yeah.
Realized that the nine of them couldn't make it together. It's nine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like, you know, we're going to have to sacrifice some people or something like that, and it all climaxed in them being like, we're gonna have to sacrifice the tent so that some people die so that we can get the clothes, you know what I mean? Like, it's all internal struggle between the nine of them. I make for a pretty good movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and Joaquin Phoenix.
I'd watch that.
I would too, right? I mean, sounds pretty good to me.
So, some theories here. So, some things that make it extra strange. Russian authorities were quick to sweep this case under the rug, claiming that... Here you go. The Russian press.
No.
I feel like this supports my...
Yeah,
the cause of death was unknown. Compelling force, which the hikers were unable to overcome.
I see. Because they seemed like keen on hushing this case up, many believe that there's a conspiracy surrounding their deaths and that the government's trying to cover this up. And some things were there were records of military tests being like happening in the area, specifically parachute mines where they like drop the bomb out and it's explodes in the air, which would possibly explain some radiation. And also, like, how they just went, like, it was like, what the fuck is going on? And they scramble out of their tent, and it's like a storm that night too. Like, there's definitely, like, it would have been possible that they, if you get out and it's white out, you can't find your way back.
Well, and if we're talking about a blast, too, it could explain the avalanche that happened later, if they dropped multiple bombs, things like that.
So the avalanche is what the government, what the Russian government wants us to believe.
Oh,
but there is no, there was no evidence of an avalanche from the people who were first, interviews from people who were, like, of the search party that first found them.
Mm.
No evidence of avalanche. So,
that's
like,
just what Rob's going to believe, because the government said it.
Well, this is the Russian government. Let's all remember. I don't know if
Russian, they're very sneaky. We're
sneaky.
Yeah. Russian
government.
Elections
we're not,
sure.
not going to believe the thing they say.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
19, it's a 1950s Russian government, too,
uh-huh.
which makes it even worse.
it's yeah.
Yeah.
Military tests happening. There were also orange balls of light seen in the surrounding areas, like nearsighted near there on that same night, which could be the bombs, but of course it could also be UFOs.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
And that would explain the radiation too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just buzzing that at us. They're just like microwaves on the outside.
Yeah.
Fucking rude aliens.
That's why the Greys wear suits sometimes, you know?
That's
what,
all
what? That. The Greys wear suits sometimes. There's so much radiation from their burn off or whatever from their ships.
They're like, whatever, you use cell phones, shut up.
Yeah, right.
You're literally putting the radiation to your face.
Infrasound is another theory. Apparently there's a weird weather phenomenon where whirlwinds from air flowing over the summit of the mountain where they were found.
Exactly right. You said it. Like you're a super
like
native.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm taking classes.
You are from Motherland.
These winds come over the summit and create infrasound vibrations, which are too low for humans to hear, but kind of mess with our nervous system, making us go temporarily schizophrenic.
Oh.
Is a recorded phenomenon, and it's possible it could have happened in this location.
I could see that.
Yeah, and obviously then irrational fears made them tear their way out of the tents, and then they got lost in the snowstorm. Also about the avalanche, it's not, like, the area that it was in is specifically not a place where, avalanches would happen. It would just, it would be
very
rare. What's that?
Is it very flat or
it's
something?
It's just, it's, like, right on this, like, precipice, so, like, it, like they know where avalanches happen, and they don't happen there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's usually in, like, very steep.
Below the precipice.
Right? What?
The precipice. He's
yeah.
That'd be the highest point, yeah?
Mm. Like, on, like, the ridge edge of it. Like, the ridge is here, and it's here. Yeah, so it's not, like, you're right. Your precipice
it
is the
all
highest
makes sense
point.
With her hands, folks.
Yes, if only you could see that.
Oh, my gosh. So dynamic. They are explaining everything to me. I completely am integrated. Thank you, Holly.
They're right at the top of the ridge. They're on one side of the ridge, is how words say it.
Show your hands.
She's got the blood now. She's too busy.
Yeah, the footprints were, they're like of people not in panic too, like how far away from they are, from each other they are, just like people walking, which could also be explained by a snowstorm. Like if there's like great winds going about, like you can only walk so fast anyways. So it might look the same. This one's a shout out to you, Colin.
Yeah.
Another possible explanation is it was a Menk, which is a Russian Yeti, specifically a forest spirit of Khanty mythology, which are the indigenous
yes,
Russian
Khanty.
People.
Khanty, she's so Khanty.
I am surprised when I hear in American clubs people go Khanty, Khanty. I think that's a tree spirit. What is that? You guys.
To support this Khanty theory is two members, the search party who found them first claimed that there were larger than human footprints around the camp, and these were never reported in the official Russian files.
Mm-hmm. Super good.
The Russian report also states that the search began on February 6th, but the hikers weren't even reported missing until February 15th, pointing to a possible government cover-up of those dates. Where
mm-hmm.
they were searching,
mm-hmm.
they found things, they don't want us to know, and then they allowed the search party to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the American government having an FBI you know, division specifically for Bigfoot. They're just covering it up.
That's right.
It's the Conti.
Conti.
Those are my theories.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Those are the theories.
I mean, I would think maybe some type of nuclear testing just right around the area. They might have been getting burned by the radiation or might have seen something, a mushroom cloud, who knows. And that might have blown their tent over, the force of it, or who knows. I don't know. just here to tell you,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they were part of an experiment up there. You know, there are kids just up there being part of the school, and they think, yay, we'll pay you 100 pesos. No, rubles. You know, it's not good exchange rate either way. That's not option. You come and do this thing with us, you know, and it's radiation based and it fucking makes them go crazy, you know, not on like drugs, but you know, like American government experiment with drugs, like see how they work with the brain.
Just feed them a bunch of LSD and send them up on a mountain.
Yeah.
What if one guy just came and was like, dudes, I found a dragon egg, and they're like, yo, that's a piece of radioactive rock, bro. And they all were like freaked out, tried to get out of the tent. Did they find any radioactive rock on the site?
Or dragons.
Or dragon eggs.
Wikipedia didn't say.
Yeah, the Bigfoot theory doesn't explain the radiation, because big feet are not usually radioactive or anything.
Maybe Bigfoot is actually a human that suffered from radioactive waste.
He's just a mutant.
Yeah, and now he just radiates that.
Well, then it's The Hills Have Eyes. That horrible horror movie.
Is that what the monster is?
In Arizona, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just inbreeding.
No, it was like people who didn't leave when they were like, gave all the notices of nuclear testing in the area.
Oh.
Yeah, they stayed behind and got mutated by the radioactive leave behind. Yeah, I don't recommend it. I know we're supposed to be positive about everything on the podcast.
It seems like it'd be
If that's your thing, if you like gross horror movie stuff, check it out.
Mutates and stuff. I keep thinking, I know like it's not a theory for this, but I keep thinking about the people who initially find all these people. What a creepy day. Can you imagine?
Tra-la-la-la-la. Oh, my God.
Well, that's different from, like, just stumbling upon it from being signing up to be at a search party.
That's
true. Do you think there's something a little bit off where they're like, I want to see some stuff?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Because, like, they don't sing tra-la-la-la-la. Somebody got their eyes eaten. I'm going to get peace.
It's probably more likely that it's, like, friends and family.
Sure. There are also search parties that are, like, you know, people just... Most of it is people obviously doing good by, like, trying to help their community. Someone's lost. But seems like an easy excuse to be a real freak.
Maybe, I don't know, people probably just don't think that far ahead, you know? They're like, oh, I want to go and help and try to find these people. And they just don't think, like, oh, what is it going to be like when I actually find this person frozen to death?
I think
they're just hoping that they'll find the person okay or whatever,
yeah,
and like not have to deal with that.
Yeah, they're trying to be heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough stuff.
Yeah.
What's that song? We could be heroes just for one day. That's not the right melody at all.
We could be heroes just for one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little more upbeat Bowie.
Oh, I think I'm singing the Ewan McGregor version.
Which is the better one.
That sounds like a disco version or something. As long as it's not the Jacob Dylan one that's the Godzilla soundtrack.
I only remember the one.
Heroes forever and ever.
I only remember the song where he's walking up the aisle singing it like crazy. Come what may.
Yeah.
That one. Not gonna sing it. I don't know. What else do you think? Do you have any theories left on this one?
I mean, we talked about UFOs. That's Very possible.
Maybe yeah. there was a ghost. Spooked them out of the tent.
I mean, the only real reason I can see, other than maybe the temporary schizophrenia, what for clawing your way out of a tent is avalanche. Like that. That's the only way that would make sense to me is if your tent got buried and you got a claw. You know you. Claw
right, but it wasn't buried when they
yeah,
arrived.
I figure maybe some snow got melted, or maybe some snow got just whisked away by the wind. Or
it was a light avalanche.
A casual avalanche.
Easily
melted
by the snow.
Easily blown off by the wind.
Just enough to bury a tent.
Yes. It was nothing bad the Russian government did. Spot a bit luck with the weather.
That is party line.
This is Russia.
Tell us what you think, yeah.
Yeah.
Find us on the things.
Yeah. You know where we
you
are.
You know where
at
we're
this
at. You probably know who we are, but just in case you don't, I'm Holly.
Oh, I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
Please comment about this stuff. We want your best, what's his name? No, I mean, we always want fan art, but this time I want the Russian comedian.
Oh.
Yakov Smirnov.
Yes,
Yakov.
Please give us your best Yakov Smirnov line based on this mystery. You know, in America, we just have death mysteries, but in Russia, there you go.
Just
figure it
death.
out. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.